I understand that with the ignorance, we are in this birth and death cycle. But how come it started this trauma of a whole universe and lives, jivas, in the very beginning with the pure soul, which has pure knowledge and doesn't have any ignorance? And why is it started and when will it end?
The soul is immortal or mortal? Soul is immortal. So, very similarly, there are six eternal elements, soul, atoms, everything is permanent. So what happens, very beginning stage, soul is totally covered with atom. So inside, purity of soul is there, but not a single ray of light is coming out from this soul because of the complete layer of atoms. So very beginning stage, soul is totally covered with atoms and not a single sense is coming out, or not a single vision is coming out, not a single ray of knowledge is coming out, totally darkness. But soul is permanent, atoms are permanent, but due to covering of atom, soul is total covered, not a single essence is there. Slowly, slowly in development, due to friction, atom is breaking from covering of soul is breaking, and slowly one sense creature life is started. Like that development take place. And ignorant stage is there from very beginning, total covered. So till in human stage, development taking place by one sense, then two sense, three sense, four sense, five sense. Then mind is getting developed, intellect is getting developed slowly, slowly. And then in human, ego, intellect, mind, consciousness, chit, everything is developed. And then initial stage, the soul is experiencing worldly things. Ultimately, by development of ego and intellect, he feels there is no happiness in worldly things and it is all temporary happiness. So ultimately, he searches for permanent happiness. When he gets realization of pure soul, oh, I am pure soul, I am permanent, then real happiness will start. And slowly, slowly, he will stop charging of new karma, he will get ultimate salvation. So like that whole journey is getting developed.
So it started with ignorance, now it's we are getting improving and getting into the knowledge.
Yes.
So once it becomes again after full knowledge, what happens? It means it ended the...
Then what happens? Soul is liberated from this universe and it will take place in a place where the all liberated soul remains for permanently in full of bliss, permanent happiness, and that remain forever. It doesn't come back in the birth and rebirth cycle. It is completely liberated soul.
So once every soul becomes liberated, then what happens?
Yes, but there are infinite soul. They are totally covered with atoms. So from infinite minus infinite, how much remain? It'll remain infinite only. So world is never going to end. It remains as it is. Infinite soul get liberation, still world is going to remain as it is. Because infinite soul is not came in this world. They are co-total in darkness now.
So in that darkness with infinite, they are taking long time to come.
Yes, it will take time. One soul gets liberation, at the time one soul from that total darkness, one soul is coming in this world and development take place. Again, when one soul go to liberation, moksha, one soul will come enter in this world. Like that cycle is going on.
Very beginning, at the origin of everything, so everything is covered with atoms. And
yes.
How it started like that?
No, it is there, this existence is there. Everlasting, and it is totally covered. So not a single knowledge and vision came out from soul, total covered with darkness of just due to atoms. That stage is there, an infinite soul. They are total uncovered, total covered, and not a single knowledge they are having, not a single sense is generated. Such stage is there.
So they say that everything is oneness, right?
No.
No oneness?
No, soul are individual and all identity are separate. Your soul, my soul, but quality of the soul remains same. But identity, individuality of all soul are totally different. There are infinite soul in this world. Trees, animals, heaven, kingdom, hell, kingdom. So many living soul, but they are individually identity separate. And in the salvation also identity remains separate. All soul are experiencing individual bliss totally.